This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that await you there. Again, freetalklive.com. Joining you here tonight is Ian.
And Bradley.
You actually can, if you go to our website, control the content that you see there. The different items you see on the front page with the numbers next to them, those numbers are votes, as voted by our listeners, voted by our website visitors. And you can add things to that list by submitting different show prep items to the website. They then appear in the upcoming stories queue, where all the stuff that's brand new appears. And then people will vote as whether they like or dislike the suggestions there. And the most liked end up getting promoted to the front page and the top of the website. So head over there and get interactive at freetalklive.com. We've been focused on police-related matters tonight, but not in the usual way that we approach things. Typically, we'll share some news about some sort of outrageous police abuse or corruption, because there's certainly no shortage of that. But what we started with tonight was a discussion between you, Brad, as a former cop of over 10 years, and Adamo Freeman from coplock.org. The two of you kind of discussing tactics of criticizing and communicating with the police and helping to try to bring these guys on board with some more ideas of liberty rather than just being, automatons and enforcing really, really bad and dangerous laws like the war on drugs, which, of course, hurts our friends and our family and our brothers and sisters and all kinds of people that we're close to when they haven't actually harmed anyone. So trying to help this message get out to the law enforcement community is an important goal. And so what's the best way to go about doing that? Those are some things we have been discussing. You can, of course, bring up anything that you want. And still to come, if we get a chance, we'll tell you about the Hustler truck that has been causing outrage, ostensibly, in San Francisco. We'll tell you what they're up to. But first, we go to you and your thoughts. Mandrick is on the amp lines, calling from New Hampshire. Mandrick, you're on with Ian and Brad.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Well, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Ian, I'm glad you brought up empathizing with cops. I think that's really important. And I actually wanted to share a story. I recently moved here about a little less than a year ago. And I've had a lot of positive interactions. You know, since I moved up here and made some great friendships. But this past fall, actually, I witnessed an interaction where about 9 or 10 activists were filming and questioning a cop who was just basically standing in a spot. And I saw some things that I felt uncomfortable when I saw. Like the activists were approaching the police officer. They were very close to him, and somewhere. And I found myself empathizing with the cop because if I was in his position and I had my back to these bushes like this cop did, and these people were getting really close to me and filming me and asking me a bunch of questions, I would feel really uncomfortable and maybe even a little scared. And I understand that the cops, where the cop's paycheck comes from, and I'm against the initiation of force, but that was definitely a situation. It was an eye-opening situation for me where I saw that, and I really just put myself in the cop's shoes, and I felt for him there.
Now, you're saying the cop was doing nothing?
He was just basically just standing in Center Square. Like, there wasn't any arrests or anything. He was just standing there.
So you think it was bad for people to ask him questions or, like, group around him, or what specifically was objectionable to you?
I think is the root of this whole discussion is, what's the best way to communicate with people? So I understand, like I said, I understand. I don't have any objections to asking people questions or, and I understand you have the right to film in public, but is that really the best way to get your message across is to, I just saw people just continuously asking questions and the police officer wasn't able to respond, and I could just tell you that he was clearly frustrated, and I just put myself in his shoes, and I'm just like, how would I react to this? If this was me and people were doing this, even if I was in a situation where I could be potentially hurting somebody, but, maybe I had the state backing me saying it was okay or whatever. Like, is this how we, do we respond better to people who are yelling and, or raising their voices and getting close? Or do we respond better with people who empathize with you and, use more compassionate language?
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from. I know that in those situations, usually the cops are doing something when they're surrounded by people who are peppering them with questions. Usually they're arresting a peaceful person or aggressing in some way. You're saying, I'm guessing this was like a nightcap where the cops occasionally, for a little while, some of the activists here in town were having nightcaps at the local park, which included some cannabis smoking and some consumption of alcohol as well, openly in the park. And this was going on for quite a while, and the cops pretty much left it alone, even though we were there in the park and we'd wave at them when they would drive by and stuff like that. But eventually they came in and kind of placed an officer in the Central Square Park just to kind of hang out and essentially ruin all the fun. And so at that point, some people left, and other people decided, well, the cop's here, let's go talk to him. And so they went over and talked to the cop. I imagine that's the situation you're describing. Is that right?
Yeah, that actually sounds like what the situation was. Let me go on here with
my point. But yeah, you're right. One of the problems that has happened when it comes to a large group of people that wants to talk to a cop is that they're not all necessarily good at waiting their turn to talk, or you know, they're interrupting one another, and it makes it a very cacophonous, confusing situation, even for somebody that's just, you know, there as a participant trying to follow the way things are going. And the cop sometimes will say, well, look, I can't answer everybody at once, so hang on a second, and tries to slow people down. And I think that part of that is that people are upset at the police on one hand. Part of it is that they maybe generally do want to ask the police these questions, and part of it may be that they just don't know tact, and it just all combines together into this huge mess. And especially if you add in the anger factor, which in this case it wouldn't have been an anger factor, it would have just been people being loud and trying to ask too many questions at once. But you add in an anger factor, and it becomes even more out of control. So I think you're right. It's important for people to be aware of how they're communicating and how others are communicating next to them, and maybe pull someone aside when you see them doing something that you think is bad, and kind of talking to them, if you have rapport with that person at least, and letting them know, hey, you know, this, think about it from this perspective, or somehow communicate to them that they're making a mistake.
Well, the way you build rapport with people is, at least with the way I've had successful friendships, is by being able to, you know, to listen to your friends and to, you know, to understand what they're saying, and for, you know, to receive that reciprocity from them as well. That's really how you would start. Like, if you wanted to change the hearts and minds of a police officer, I can understand that's probably going to be very difficult. I get that, but it's going to start with, you know, with empathizing with them, and with, I think, just, you know, listening to what they have to say. And that's actually what I ended up doing. Was I ended up staying at the park until everybody left, and I just, you know, I just talked to him afterwards, and I just listened to, you know, him, and he really has been in a lot of frustration, and I just, you know, I just really just felt for the guy in some ways. You know, I just kind of empathized, and he, just imagine being him and just going home to your family, and just, you know, it just kind of creates a separation, because then he talks to other people about, you know, all these crazy activists, which obviously I don't believe that, but I'm just saying, like, just from his angle, maybe he's thinking that, and he expresses his viewpoints to other people who are going to believe him because they're friends with him, and then just creates this separation. You know, it doesn't really create a solution where, you know, everybody wins.
Yeah, I totally understand where you're coming from. It's tough. It's tough when you're dealing, especially with a larger group of people, because you don't necessarily know them all, and you don't, may not, even if you know them, you may not have the right rapport with them to where you could somehow intervene. Maybe after the fact, you could have a conversation with somebody and say, hey, you know, maybe you didn't approach this the right way, or I'm glad that you tried to talk to that police officer, but did you think that maybe you weren't listening enough, or you were speaking too much, etc. Because there are certain techniques that are good for, you know, that help people feel listened to, and one of them is actually listening to what the person says, repeating back to them what they said in your own words, so they can understand that you understood what they had said. But the average person doesn't know listening techniques. They're not learning these things anywhere. They're not taking a crash course or reading a book about listening. They just are upset at what they see the police doing, and they want to be heard. And you can't blame them for feeling that way, and you can't blame the average person for not being, you know, a good communicator, or even the average activist, because most people don't go through self-improvement seminars when it comes to these topics. Perhaps, Mandrick, you could offer such tips. Or, again, just as a friend, pull somebody aside when you see them going off the deep end and giving them some suggestions. I think it's good ideas, and I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-453. But I can also empathize with somebody that's frustrated and angry at the police, and they feel like they want to be heard by them. They want to give them, you know, their two cents. I don't blame them for that either. I don't know if it's the most effective way, and I know that I've been guilty of being angry at the police in the past, but I'm in this for the long run, and I'm going to see these guys again, and I think I tend to have a fairly cordial relationship with most of them, despite as angry as I might have been in the past.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
If you're not prepared, get preparedexpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Getpreparedexpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Climate change. Water filtration. Wholesale batteries. Freeze-dried foods. MacGyver 101. Storm shelters. Shortwave and ham radios. Solar power. Buy your first farm. Heating with wood. Home defense. Ammo. Homeschool your children. And teleseminars with James Wesley Rawls, Bob Chapman, and Julia Shopik. Get Prepared Expo. Expo.com, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopik, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Maybe you want to chime into the conversation about the police and communicating with them in the most effective way to bring them, hopefully, to the ideas of liberty down the road somewhere, someday. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join in on the conversation or bring up whatever's on your mind. You can also take control over on our website at freetalklive.com, where you can help control the content of the site there, freetalklive.com. Some of the features you'll find include the bulletin board system, where you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. You can also check out some of our show notes there as well, stuff that we talk about on the air. We list on the BBS later on in the evening. bbs.freetalklive.com. One of the other features on the website is the Bitcoin tip jar. It allows you to support Free Talk Live through an unusual method, or hopefully something that will become more usual over time. At this time, it is still pretty unique, and that is the Bitcoin. It is a decentralized currency. What does that mean? Well, decentralized meaning it's not issued by some government or corporation. It's something that is created by the marketplace, truly by the free market. I mean, one of the freest markets in the world is the Internet. It's one of the places with the least governmental interference, the least governmental regulation or control, and Bitcoin has zero government regulation or control. The government, as much as it would like to, has no possibility of being able to take control of the Bitcoin because it's completely distributed. It's peer-to-peer. It is decentralized 100%. There's no central server to take down. There's no central office to raid. There's no central crew of people that they can figure out and take them out. It's just, I mean, it's untouchable.
And they hate that.
The government does truly hate that. And so would invite you to go to weusecoins.org. That's where you can learn more about the Bitcoin. It's an amazing currency. You can send and receive money anywhere in the world without any middlemen, and you can do it in instants. And you can do it without fees. There's so many good things about this. It can be anonymous. It's so useful. Weusecoins.org, where you can go to learn more. Great video there you can watch to give you a rundown. And then thanks to BitInstant.com, you can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. So buy your Bitcoins with cash at BitInstant.com. That's BitInstant.com. As we continue here, we'll take your calls about what's on your mind. Let's go to Leland, listening in Huntsville, listening to WBHP on FM. Hey, Leland.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
For about a week, not too long.
Welcome, sir.
But, I got a question. I know it's off topic, but I've been listening to you guys, and you say you're libertarians, and
I wouldn't say that personally. I might have said that 5 years ago, but I don't like that term these days. But go ahead.
I have a question about the drug legalizing all drugs. I consider myself pretty conservative, but I kind of have a libertarian streak in me. I think that we should legalize marijuana. I don't think that. I don't think it's that dangerous, and I don't think that it qualifies, you know, as, you know, being a level one controlled substance, you know, and being prosecuted the way it does. But I do have a little concern about legalizing all drugs, and maybe you can answer my question. With the way our government is run, I think that the government kind of looks for victims, well, a certain segment of the government. And what I'm afraid of happening is that if we were to legalize drugs, we would soon be paying for those drugs and then supporting their habit, and then they go on disability or something like that. And then I believe like you said, the rate of people using the drugs would probably drop. But I don't like the idea of, you know, the government, you know, supporting them, and I think that's kind of what would happen. Or do you have an answer to that?
Well, I'd like to, I've got some thoughts, but I'd like to allow the former law enforcement officer sitting here in the studio, Brad, to field that one.
Well, sir, first off, it sounds like you have an issue with the welfare state, because that is what you were sort of getting to with someone who develops a drug addiction and then comes to government services or community services that are funded by the government. And that would be an issue with you know, your tax dollars being forcibly taken from you to fund the treatment of behavior you don't approve of. But what I would tell you, I was a police officer for 11 years here in New Hampshire, I don't remember the last time that I investigated a burglary or a robbery that was not related to an opiate, a person who was addicted to opiates who needed money for drugs. And, you know, typically from what I found was that people will get hurt somehow, and then you'd be prescribed opiates for their pain-killing relief, and then they'll run out of their prescription, and a lot of people switch to heroin, and this is a reality of life. Now, I understand that a lot of people, like, a very safe way to sort of come about changing your paradigm about drugs is to say, well, you know, marijuana is okay, but the rest of the drugs are bad. I mean, I think the more dangerous a drug, the more reason why it shouldn't be controlled by people of a criminal element. Because today, drugs themselves, with the exception of tobacco and alcohol, drugs are controlled by criminals. And when we're talking about drugs like heroin or amphetamines, I would say that those drugs are too dangerous to be controlled by criminals because criminals typically want to make more money selling dangerous things, whereas someone who is incentivized to keep your health better, you know, would want to make sure that you were buying something that was safe. Also, a lot of the drugs that are abused today are a result of drug prohibition itself. I mean, hard liquor was largely born out of alcohol prohibition. So when people today, you know, object to legalizing hard drugs like crystal methamphetamine, they need to be reminded that these drugs are only in existence because of the drug war itself. Am I doing any good at trying to change your mind on this, or how do you feel?
I kind of get it, but you do believe that if we legalize drugs, eventually there would, because you're right, they, in order to prevent people from stealing it and, you know, harassing people at pharmacies and stuff like that, we would have, the government would have to create a program where it gave it to them, right?
Well, I disagree with that, and largely because the drugs that, you know, the large money that goes into the drug trade, the reason why drugs are so expensive is because their price is inflated sometimes up to 14,000% because of their status of being illegal in the first instance.
We don't need the government to hand out alcohol.
No.
Right?
And that's an
incredibly addictive drug.
Right.
It's a drug where there are people that have huge problems with it.
Yeah.
And not only that, it creates lots of violence. And it's a dangerous, hard drug. So we don't have a government program that hands that out to people, despite all the addictions that are associated with it. And I must ask, I mean, if alcohol is indeed a hard drug, and it is, then... Well, if you think hard drugs should be illegal, would you advocate for the re-illegalization or the re-prohibition of alcohol?
No, I see your point that the drug war inflates the price.
Yeah, the drug war definitely.
That's a point I haven't thought of.
Well, I'd like to focus a little more on costs here as well, because sure. It's important, you know, as a conservative, you do tend to, like, conservatives like to say they're for smaller government,
right.
Smaller fiscal, you know, more responsible fiscal policies. So let's talk about costs. Can you stick with us for a moment, Leland?
Yeah.
All right, more with Leland here in a moment. The somewhat open-minded conservative on the war, the insane war on drugs, which is a war against our family members and our friends. 855-450-FREE. And it's a really expensive war as well, so we can talk about that in a moment. 855-450-FREE. And that, you know, just because we are for the war, ending the war on drugs, doesn't mean we're in favor of welfare. We get rid of the government welfare, too. It's Free Talk Live.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Heuer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69. $29.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
The number is brought to you by SACL CAI, and here tonight it's Ian.
And Bradley.
We invite you over to our website at freetalklive.com. Head over there, get interactive, lots of different ways to interact. One of them is the chat room built into the same page as the webcam at cam.freetalklive.com. And you can also get news updates from Free Talk Live about stuff happening with the show, stuff you need to know if you want to be the first to know those sorts of things. News.freetalklive.com is where you can go to get signed up. Follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever method works best for you. Once again, that's news.freetalklive.com. And if you're looking for an alternative currency that is something you can keep somewhere physical, we talked about the Bitcoin previously. Bitcoin's not physical. They're a digital currency. But gold and silver, definitely physical. In fact, if you're going to get gold and silver, you want to get the stuff that you can keep somewhere, like whether it's an underground safe or wherever it is you're going to keep it. You can store that somewhere in case you need to go to use it. Maybe the currency collapses, or maybe you just want to use it as an alternative currency with friends or family. Gold and silver is really useful, and it's been useful to mankind for a long, long time, so it's going to probably stay useful. You can call 877-857-9938 or go to silver.freetalklive.com, where you can get a variety of different very special pieces that we've helped select to offer to you there from Midas Resources, which is the company that's behind our syndicate, the Genesis Communications Network. They are essentially a gold and silver dealer, and they do a great job of it. I've ordered quite a bit of silver from these folks. I'm more of a silver guy than I am a gold guy, because gold's really too expensive for my blood. But you can go to silver.freetalklive.com and order as much as you would like. They even have junk silver, what they call junk silver, the 90% stuff. So you can get the 0.999 fine silver, or you can get the junk silver, or both.
877-857-9938, silver.freetalklive.com. Leland is back with us here, listening in Huntsville to WBHP on the FM band. And Leland, you're back on, and I'm glad that you stuck with us here, because I think this is such an important conversation. The war on drugs is such a misunderstood issue. And you came to the table with already having understood a good portion of it, and that is that you think that marijuana should be decriminalized. And that's a huge step in the right direction, because if you look at the numbers, you look at the statistics, it's about 1.5 million Americans that are arrested every year, mostly for drug possession. And the majority of those arrests, I think over 800,000 the last time I looked, were arrested for just for marijuana. So it is over half of the war on drugs. Huge amounts of resources are being put into putting, you know, peaceful people in cages and ruining the lives of people who've never harmed another person and would never consider doing so. I mean, look at Brad, you'll be the first to say when you were a cop, the fights you were breaking up were more likely to be drunk people than people who just smoked a blunt.
Oh, right? Alcohol is a terribly, terribly dangerous drug.
Unfortunately, he just dropped off the line, so I guess we won't continue with Leland, but maybe he got in a bad cell. If there was a technical difficulty, you are welcome to call back, Leland. Would love to continue. But I wanted, before we go on with the rest of the calls, I still want to address what I wanted to tell Leland, and that is about costs. Because a lot of conservatives look at the money thing. Like, if you talk to a conservative and say, hey, it's your body, you should be able to do what you want, that's not as persuasive to kind of a traditional conservative as, say, pointing out, well, let's see. There's billions of dollars of taxpayer dollars spent on this, and not only that, it doesn't do anything. So you're spending all this money year after year after year. Well, last time I heard, and it was several years ago, the budget was $17 billion just for the war on, just for like the war on drugs at the federal level. It's probably more than that now. This was several years ago that I heard that statistic. That doesn't include all the state government budgets for their, you know, little state wars on drugs. So we're talking about a huge chunk of change. And this is money that is just being flushed down the toilet, because you can take a drug dealer off the streets. You can even kill a drug dealer. And it won't do anything at all. Maybe for a temporary amount of time. Maybe, like, for instance, these cops that got shot the other day in Greenland, New Hampshire, while trying to enforce a drug raid. They were trying to raid somebody's house. Maybe those cops that got shot, so that guy died, the guy that was in the house. He's dead now. All right, so you could tell yourself, well, that stopped the heroin, or it stopped the drug of choice that he was selling from getting into their customers' hands. That's true for, like, a week. And then those people are going to hook up with somebody else, or they're going to, the next day, call their competitor, because plenty of people that buy drugs have two or three different dealers they can go to. So, you know, you call up the competition, and you've got the drugs you're looking for. And so no amount of enforcement is going to stop this. In fact, if it were true that enforcement could end drug use, then we would see drug-free prisons. And fact is, that just doesn't happen. So the idea that you're going to be able to somehow stop drugs from getting into the United States, or drugs that are being manufactured in the United States, stop them from being distributed here, is absolute insanity. And I say that because, well, you keep trying the same things over and over again, they don't work. You try to incarcerate people, that doesn't work. Some countries have tried to kill people, that doesn't work. You can try to increase the penalties, you can try to increase treatment, you can try to increase whatever. Whatever you're trying to force down people's throats, it just doesn't work. What does work is persuasion. And when you have a legal or decriminalized situation where people aren't frightened to get help, then they can be better persuaded to go and get it. It's like somebody that has a problem, a lot of them know they have a problem. Many of them maybe wish they could quit, but some of them are scared to death to go into that hospital and check in and say, I'm so-and-so, and I've got a problem with heroin, and I need help. Because they're afraid that doctor is going to, you've got a problem with heroin, do you? Call 911, bring the cops out, fill out a report, arrest that person. I mean, how realistic that is, I don't know. How many doctors would actually do that, I don't know. How many places they have laws where they're forced to do that, I don't know. And, of course, the average heroin addict probably doesn't know either, and they're scared to death, and they're paranoid, and they don't want to get help. So that's why when you look at Portugal, which has had decriminalization on all drugs for the last decade, look at Portugal, the numbers of addicts have halved. The numbers of people addicted to drugs have dropped by 50%. That's not a statistically insignificant figure. That's huge. We're talking about thousands and thousands and thousands of lives being improved by the fact that there is no more true war on the drug user. There's still, I guess, technically a war on the drug distributors in Portugal, but at least the drug users' end of it has been decriminalized. And that has resulted in lower costs, because if you're not spending, what's the average prison stay cost, Brad? Do you have any idea?
I think in New Hampshire, in the county jail, the last time I read the information about this, it was about $85 a day in a county jail. And around 100 in the state prison.
So that breaks down to, what, 30-something thousand per year?
Easy.
Some places it's more than that. I think I've heard in California it's like 60 or 80 or something insane.
Wouldn't surprise me.
So you start putting these people behind bars, and yeah, well, guess what? You're paying for them. So beforehand, and again, I don't support welfare, but before these arrests, these people, most of them are supporting themselves. The average heroin user, crack user, these people, even alcoholics, many of them are functional alcoholics. They're going to work every single day so they can go home at night and shoot up or drink or whatever it is that they want to do to have their little fun. They're at least supporting themselves and paying their bills. You arrest that person, now you get to support them.
You arrest them and you label them a felon. You make it so they can't vote. You make them feel like they're a second-class citizen because, well, they are. And, you know, you make someone, you ruin someone's life, and then people typically don't have very many options to support themselves.
Right, yeah. How do you start up again from, negative below zero after you get arrested? Your life was crap before when you were a drug addict. Now it's worse because you've had everything taken away from you. You no longer have a house to rent. You're not going to live under the bridge or go to some trailer park with a bunch of other addicts. And it's just really a terrible situation. Leland is back here. We're going to bring him back on here. Hopefully you heard some of those comments, Leland. Leland, your thoughts?
Yeah, actually, I was going to. You mentioned somebody going to the hospital. See, like I said, I'm just a little bit worried about the balance between ending the drug war and then creating people who are dependent on the drugs and us paying for them.
So, well, you already have people who are dependent on the drugs. So you already have huge amounts of people that are dependent. Fact is, most people are not going to start up doing heroin simply because it's made illegal. And no one is proposing, in any of the drug legalization schemes or decriminalization schemes I've seen, have any proposals for increasing welfare. Certainly, we're not proposing that on this show. I think that welfare needs to go. Government, and by the way, there's welfare, corporate welfare. The prison system is huge corporate welfare. More coming up here. Leland, thanks for the call. It's Free Talk Live.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise Foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise Foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's RAJAMOJO. Raja Mojo.
And they call it democracy.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at CDBaby.com.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free for here is 855-453, though lots of people want to get on, so I doubt if you call now you'll be able to jump in. If you're already on hold, we'll do our best to get you on the air here tonight. But if you don't make it on tonight, no big deal. We do this thing 7 nights a week, so you can always join us tomorrow from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern. And you can join us, of course, on your local radio station if they carry us. If they don't, give them a call. And, you know, again, as we were talking about before you provide the critique, tell them something that you like. So tell them something you like about the radio station and then suggest to them that, you know, their station would be even better if they would just add some Free Talk Live. And, of course, they can take us whenever they want, up to seven nights a week live. And so you can join us here and over at freetalklive.com as well, where we'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind. Let's talk to Philip, listening in Mississippi. Philip, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Brad.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Philip.
Glad to be on. It's interesting, and I know that it was just brought up in passing, but the idea of protesting or something would be basically morally reprehensible. It would almost be, in the state that I live in, which is Mississippi, you can actually, it's considered assault to yell at someone in certain situations.
Saying it'd be reprehensible to protest to protest to end the war on drugs at a policeman's funeral?
Yes, pretty much. Okay. And it's not reprehensible a week later, 2 weeks later, maybe. But it's whether you come at it from a purely spiritual standpoint or from a completely reasoned standpoint, the people within that gentleman's circle of friends and family and such, that's a time for mourning. That is a time for loss and for recognition of that and for healing. It's not a time to deal with political issues, or I would hope that most people would have enough respect to do that.
I think you make a good point there, Philip.
What's that?
I said I think you make a good point there.
Yeah, well, I'm actually a minister by trade, it's just, and we see it. You look at an organization like MAD. When you deal with a parent who's lost a child to a drunk driver or something, MAD has gone far beyond what it was originally intended to do.
Mm-hmm.
So much so that the founder has spoken out against it and such.
Wow.
There's just you cannot speak reason into somebody who is in that depth of grief and entirely inappropriate.
Philip, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Lee, listening in Huntsville. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Lee.
Hello there. Yes, I do something that perhaps a lot of people maybe don't do. I'm very passive and quiet. This is my way about the drugs and police. I simply, whenever I see police, I just simply start taking mental pictures. You might even say kind of like mental video. And I watch every move, the body language, everything. So no matter what they dress up in, if they were in church in a suit, I'd still know them. And by using this technique right here from my teenage years to now, I've lived in California, I've been in Florida, and in between places right now like that, I have personally saved close to 300 people from going to jail and prison, having their lives ruined like that. And, but say I do it my way. Nobody.
You've saved 300 people. How exactly?
Huh?
How have you saved 300 people? I'm confused.
Oh, well, the way I've been able to do that is being in there, and before the police will get in positions at times to make a bust, I've already blown their cover.
I see what you're saying. You've trained yourself at identifying telltale signs of an undercover officer?
Yes, and also police that sometimes that in uniform and all like that, too, when they sometimes try to dress out of uniform, come in there like that, too. So I blow their covers, and then before the cops have a chance to really do anything, get set up right, then when they do come in, everything's gone. Nobody gets any trouble. Like I say, nobody gets hurt. Nobody gets killed. Nobody gets a bad record, gets a life ruined. Everybody's happy, man.
Well, so you've just kind of learned over the years what some of these signs. I mean, sometimes you can't really tell an undercover cop. I mean, some of them are pretty darn good at it.
I never miss.
Well, that's good. Thank you, Lee, or Shadow, or whatever your name is. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Guy calls under different names every time. 855.
You got to be careful, man.
450-FREE. SACL CAI toll free line. Frank is on the line in New York. By the way, congrats to him if he's really saved 300 people. I've only saved probably one person. It was the time when we saw an undercover cop doing a drug deal in a parking lot at a restaurant. We recognized the undercover cop because he had been on the stand testifying against Wiedeklaus. Because Wiedeklaus took it to trial. He didn't take a plea bargain like everybody else who gets busted for drugs. So when you take it to trial, they've got to put those undercover agents on the stand to convict you.
Sometimes they'll put like a balaclava on them or something to cover their face.
They didn't let him get away with that at this particular trial.
Oh, really? The judge made him testify
out in the open.
Wow.
Now, they were covering themselves when they left the courtroom and when they were coming to the courtroom, but once inside on the witness stand, they did have to show who they were. And so that's when we recognized that's how we knew who he was. And his name is Charles Newton. If you look for Charles Newton on Free Keen, you'll be able to find the video of us coming across this drug deal. And he had just gotten $20 from the kid in the car. Excuse me. He had given $20 to the kid in the car, was intending to buy some sort of a opiate-based prescription pill from him, and we literally intervened before the young man handed over the prescription pill. So we really did save that guy from, a felony.
There's a great great video of it, too.
Yeah. So there you go. So wouldn't necessarily have known he was an undercover cop, necessarily. I would have just thought it was yet another drug deal. But because we recognized the guy, we actually were able to save that kid. Or the young man. We go to Frank, listening in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Frank.
Hi, guys. Yeah, I kind of agree with you. I've always believed that the drug should be legalized and decriminalized, kind of like in Europe for the most part, especially Switzerland, you know, where there's virtually no drug crime. And if people want to, take heroin until they die, they can go to a certain park in the city, and the city police will come around and give them clean needles and syringes. And, you know, it's kind of like that. It's a very rational kind of way of dealing with drugs. And again, it doesn't create the economic problems that by criminalizing drugs does in this country. And just think back, 40 years to New York, the movies The French Connection and the different Serpico, and you'll notice that, the police departments in many cities were one of the biggest distributors of drugs illegally.
And sure,
that's
of course.
No mythology, that's a fact. And I think we have to realize that if we legalized marijuana throughout the United States, people would start partaking of it, that start thinking about themselves, that probably question notions of authority. And I don't think the corporate government elite would like that to happen, because then people would really start to take their action. And, you know, even George Washington smoked marijuana, and Thomas Jefferson, and, you know, many of the founding fathers. And even Queen Victoria smoked it for her menstrual cramps. And this is no joke. This is documented history.
Well, I think
we should reclaim that freedom. And especially
if
the economy is collapsing, and when people lose their jobs and they're losing their homes and things, maybe they need to take something to relax.
It's the right thing to do from a moral perspective and from an economic perspective
and
a practical perspective. And
health,
health as well.
Too. Thanks a lot.
I think Brad had a question for you, Frank.
Go ahead.
Oh, well, Frank, I was going to say to you that if someone looks into the history of these drug laws, specifically marijuana, they'll find that, you know, it was argued that marijuana caused white women to be sexually interested in black men. I mean, there's a lot of shame in the reasons why marijuana was made illegal. But, of course, there's more shame in how that illegality is enforced, but
correct.
I think one of the biggest reasons that the government is incentivized to keep marijuana illegal is something that you just brought up, and I don't hear it too often, but marijuana is proven to sort of encourage critical thought or to connect ideas.
Correct.
And when you take someone who isn't predisposed to being very understanding or able to see things, you know, if many people were using marijuana, it could very well make a lot of the things the government does come to light.
Correct. And it could also cause the people to resist many things. And I think that's what the people in power fear at the moment.
Frank, check your phone, man. You got a kind of a staticky line there. Appreciate hearing from you tonight.
Thanks.
Yep. All right. So that is about it for this evening. You know, we didn't even get a chance to talk about your big victory today, Brad.
Yes.
You won in court today as you were representing Jason Talley. You're not a lawyer, but up here in New Hampshire, average folk are able to represent other people in court a couple times a year. This was your second time thus far this year. And the case was dismissed. People can go to freekeen.com to learn more about this, and maybe we can talk further next time you're on.
Cool.
See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
For free!
JacksDice.com.
Where you can buy, sell, or make a deal.
JacksDice.com.
Turn into the house of Bob!
JacksDice.com.
And what if you can watch ads and get paid for it?
JacksDice.com. JacksDice is for free.